his name is Paul. All right.
Okay.
Hi, Donald. Perfect. Hi, Donald. Happy Wednesday. How's your day going so far?
All right.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Now, I do have your file in front of me. I'm the pricing director, and it's my job to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, answer all of your questions, and then, of course, to make it affordable for you. Now, you move pianos, strictly pianos, right? No other moving services, but it's in stereo.
I do everything. You know, to become a piano mover, I would have had to learn how to move other stuff first.
Well, no, of course, but I'm just wondering what your specialty is, what you're looking to take on.
Well, we're looking for work.
And that's fantastic, because this is going to get your phone ringing, and the more services that you offer, the better. I mean, I just going off, the business name is Piano Movers HQ, right?
Yes.
But you take on all types of moving projects and services.
Yes.
That's fantastic. Now, I'm really glad to hear that. Our job is to make it easier then for people who might not know the name of your company to find you when they're looking for a moving company, or if they're looking specifically for a piano mover. So all they have to do is be in your service area, go on Google or Bing, smartphone, tablet, laptop, PC, anything that accesses the internet. They'll be able to type in those keywords and find Piano Movers HQ Milwaukee on that first page as one of the options. Now, is there an active website for your business? Do you have a website?
No, one that was set up, but we don't have control of it.
Oh my goodness, okay.
So,
Is Piano Movers a franchise?
It's not a franchise. We're solely owned.
Okay, I was just wondering, Piano Movers HQ Milwaukee, but you're servicing kind of the greater Milwaukee metro area, or all over the state even, right?
Yeah, I do all over the state. I'm out in Appleton, Green Bay, I go everywhere. Anywhere, if it's going to be made, I'm going to go.
That's fantastic. And for commercial moves too, right? Residential and commercial?
Yep.
That's perfect. The reason I was asking about the website is we actually do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have a website. And of course, because we offer our services on a month-to-month basis, we know that a website's going to mean more phone calls, but even a higher quality call. Someone who saw your website and then decided to call you, well, they're really hoping that you answer the phone, hoping your price is fair, they want to work with you. Very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. What I'm going to do now is to send a quick message to my supervisor to see if he would allow me to include the website at no additional cost, which would mean that we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Like I said, we know that your success is our success, and since it is a month-to-month service, we want you to see that success right from the very beginning. Now, we'll create all the content that Google wants to see. You'll have Facebook, even Facebook paid ads, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, etc. Now, what I can do here is reduce the cost of the service, because you've been in business for more than 25 years. In fact, more than 35 years, right?
Yeah.
That is amazing. So for our clients that have been around for more than 25 years, I'm able to reduce the cost by 50%. It would save you $300 a month, and it would drop the cost down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299. And that $299 would be the exact amount. You're not paying per lead. You're not paying per click, call, or job. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Of course, the calls will come directly to you, no matter how many jobs you get out of it, 15 a month, 50 a month, it's going to be that same flat rate, that $299. Now, of course, you'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how well the service is working. Did you have any questions for me before we go ahead and set that up for you?
Okay, so you want $300 a month. That's what
Correct.
You're telling me.
Yeah, no, you're going to save. You're going to save $300 a month. The normal cost of the service is $599. I am cutting that cost in half. It is a fixed rate, though. It's not going to balloon up on you. It's not going to revert back to that $599. It would only be exactly $299 as long as you keep the service.
Okay. And so what you would need from me today before everything's done is $300.
That's correct. I'm able to waive the initial setup fee. That's going to save you $99. I did a minute ago or so get confirmation back from my supervisor that he would allow me because, again, you've been in business more than 25 years. We prefer to work with companies that are well-established because we know that you know what you're doing. We also know that consumers gravitate towards businesses that are established for that exact same reason. People want to work with someone with experience. They want to know that their property is going to be handled well, that they're going to be happy with the move. So we know that you'll be successful with this service. Your success translates to our success. Like I said, our clients keep the service long-term, not because they're under contract, but because it is profitable. So I am able to waive the $99 setup fee, and my supervisor will allow me to include the website at no cost. So again, we'll build, host, maintain, and update that website for you at no additional cost. Again, that means more phone calls and more jobs coming your way.
Right. All right. So if I go ahead and you know, get you your payment for the first month and I don't see nothing, you know, you want $300 next month too.
Well, it is month to month. It's not a contract.
Right.
But we will earn your business even in that first month. In fact, if we did not, we would lose money. I mean, we're including the website at no additional cost. We're waiving the setup fee. We're reducing the cost of our service. Realistically, we need to have you a satisfied client for at least 4 months for us to even break even on this, right? But our clients, like I said, keep the service because it's profitable. Nobody cancels on profit. You can, though, stop at any time for any reason.
Yeah.
No questions asked, no fees involved. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, you can pause it. You want to go on vacation, you can pause it. I mean, if necessary, you can pause it, you know, during the slow season, seasonally. But as long as you're happy, active, and keeping the service, it's that exact amount, that flat rate on a month-to-month basis. No taxes, no fees. Again, not a percentage of your profit. So it's just that flat rate, simple, straightforward pricing. And again, it is designed to get your phone ringing. It's really designed for one job that would not have found you otherwise to more than offset the cost of the service. I mean, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even, especially with that website included. We know you're going to get those phone calls. Any device that accesses the internet, even vehicles with internet access, Siri on a smartphone, if people are searching on Google or searching on Bing, about 1 out of 10 people will search on Bing instead of Google. That's a lot of people when you're talking about statewide. We want you to get those phone calls too. We'll mirror the content. You'll be on the first page of Google and the first page of Bing.
Okay.
There's also going to
be...
I was going to say there's Facebook ads included at no cost. There's a social media campaign for someone who's been in your service area, you know, anywhere really in Wisconsin. If they type in mover near me or piano mover or something like that, when they go on their Facebook page, your ads will be seen by those people. We know they're in your service area. We know they're looking for a mover. Even if they've never done that search, those ads will run in specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods where you want to be found. Residential and commercial clients can find you, find the website that we'll build, pick up the phone and call you directly. And again, that's included at no additional cost. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it's that fixed rate of $299. I know you're wanting to try something new, something better, something that's going to get you more phone calls. I did see a Yelp listing. Is that working out for you? Are you getting phone calls from that?
We get a couple. You know, a lot of it is, you know, I had no problem. I used to work with, athletic leads, leads company. And me and David became real good friends. And we're, you know, kind of open the same situation, but the only thing, his liver cancer came back. So I worked with him. Yeah, I worked with him for over 9 years. And, you know, through his leads company. And all it was, you know, when we first talked and we were talked about it, I told him, well, you know, I've had other leads, you know, try to come to me. And he said, you know what I'll do for you, Kerry? He turned around and told me, I'm going to give you a month free. And, you know, we worked together for nine years.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, gotcha. And the only reason he's not around, the only reason he stopped, and, you know, he gave me a heads up, and he says, you know, I want to spend more time with my daughters and my wife.
That's a wonderful thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, bro, important. I said, yeah, I don't blame you, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, we had a good relationship with it. So, you know, I'm just looking, you know, I have no problem paying the money as long as there's, you know, it comes back. You know, you at least got to get one or two jobs so you can pay for that.
Of course.
So,
I mean, first of all, I mean, I mentioned, you know, hair salons, and Yelp is good for hair salons, restaurants, nail salons, but for like a moving company or when someone's coming to your home, you're not going to a fixed location. When someone's coming to you, especially for a mover that's coming into their home, handling their property, people don't go to Yelp. They go to Google, and they know that Google is the largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go when we don't know who to call, and businesses that are recommended on that first page of Google, people go there because they want a quality contractor, someone who's going to take great care of them, a great, in this case, moving company, and they'll see the website, they're going to pick up the phone, you're going to reach a much larger target audience. Not everyone uses Yelp, especially not for moving services or for piano movers. We're going to see this on Google and on Bing. I think you're really going to love it. And like I said, it's month to month for a very good reason. Now, the business, like I said, is Piano Movers HQ Milwaukee, and that is how you want the business to be branded online, although, of course, we'll make sure that you're found for any moving services, and not just in Milwaukee or even greater Milwaukee. We can target all over the state, and that's exactly what you want, right?
Well, actually, where I wanna be focused is out in the Fox Valley.
Okay.
Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, Oshkosh, Green Bay.
Yes.
That's where my main focus is these days. See, because I'm not the person that's afraid to drive from here to Oshkosh to go do a job. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of them wanna, you know, and he, well, you know. Usually when the customer calls me and talks to me, I'm usually doing the job. So I've been around long enough, you know, so, you know.
That's exactly correct. First of all, you have been around long enough. So when someone sees all of that experience and then, you know, they call you directly, they're calling you because they know that you've got the experience. They know that you're going to take really good care of them. So I know that you're going to love that. And I'm glad that you mentioned Green Bay, Oshkosh. We'll get the details of exactly where you want to be found, and of course we're going to target those areas a little more heavily, but anywhere in this state. I mean, if the money is right, if it makes dollars, it makes sense, you're going to want to take that job. And of course with the calls coming to you, you're not paying per call, so you can talk to the people and take on the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. Now, just says your first name is Donald, but she did not get your last name.
Spoor, S-P-O-O-R.
S-P-O-O-R?
Yep.
Okay. And then, now, when we build out that website, keep in mind the calls will come directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will also, though, be a contact form so people can tell you where they live or where their business is located, what they need to have moved, etc. When they fill out that contact form, you get an email as well as a text message. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, there is no additional cost for that. It is still a flat rate. Now, if it's a business email, we'll put it on the website. People would see it. A personal email is fine. We would just hide it. No one would see it or know what it is, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, Donald, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will from time to time email things to you. Mr. Spoor, what is a good email address then, either for you or for your business?
Piano HQ01 @gmail.com.
Okay, so they got that right. Piano HQ 01.
Yeah, give me 1 second. I just want to make sure I got it right here.
Of course.
Piano HQ. Piano H01. Yeah, it's all small.
Uh huh.
Piano HQ 01 at gmail.com.
Perfect, perfect. Now, the next step is what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google trained technicians will talk to you in detail about your services, service area, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business, obviously knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, 35 years of experience. These are all things that we'll want to put on your website. So we will schedule that follow-up call for today if you're available. You don't necessarily even need to be in front of a computer. You can be driving. You can be working, as long as you can carry on a conversation and answer what is really basic knowledge questions off the top of your head regarding your business. Now, I did want to do one other thing. This is to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account, another layer of security. In fact, it is a security question. So, Mr. Spohr, if anyone were to call us and tell us that they're with Piano Movers HQ Milwaukee, even if it's you, Donald, and we recognize your voice, we may still, from time to time, ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. And, of course, if anyone were to call you and they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as Google or Local Splash, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also know both the answer and the question. And if they can't give you that information basically right away, and you should ask them, if they can't give you that information, then you should not entertain that phone call. Now, your options right. for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Capone. C-A-P-O-N-E.
C-A-P-O-N-E?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then how did you want to take care of that? It's exactly $299, a fixed flat rate. MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what works best.
It's going to be a Visa, but I gotta stop at the station and at the gas station and put the money on it.
Okay, so. No problem. And that Capone, C-A-P-O-N-E, that's the city you were born in or your first pet's name?
Pet name.
Pet name, okay, gotcha. Like Al Capone, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's spelled the same way. Doesn't have to be referencing it specifically.
Right. Gotcha. That's okay. That's why he's there.
Exactly. And then I know you're carefully pulling over. I did get the Green Bay and Oshkosh. You mentioned a couple of other cities that you wanted to be really targeting.
I want
to
be, it's called, if you would look it up, it's called the Fox Valley.
Got it.
Fox cities. It was so they got like Oshkosh, Nina, Manassas, Appleton, Green Bay. They're all the Fox Valley, you know, so.
So anything in Fox Valley is really where you want to target.
Yeah, that would be like that's in
Alcona, Appleton, Nina.
Yep, all that. Yep, all that. Well,
perfect.
Because a lot of them might move from Nina and want to move up north farther, and I'm not I do that. I'm not afraid to go anywhere.
That's perfect. It's going to help you out a lot. Get you the good paying clients that you're looking for. Get you the jobs coming your way. And did you want to be found like Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday?
You could be 7 days a week.
7 days a week. And then what hours do you want to take phone calls?
Yeah, you can put that down from like eight to eight.
8 to 8, okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you take anything besides like cash and check, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
I don't personally, but I mean, I might, you know, work something out, you know, with getting Venmo or something, and that way they could pay right to the company, you know?
Perfect. Perfect. And let us know.
I could do that when, if I go on and take on like a Venmo card, I can say, yeah, we got the Venmo now, and then you can put it out there. So I can do that.
Yeah, that makes it easy for people and also easy for you, you know, a lot easier than a check. That's for sure.
Well, then, I know that.
Yeah,
I don't like checks.
No, of course. Nobody does. Checks can bounce higher than a rubber ball sometimes.
I already know.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. 35 years of experience. People used to write a lot.
Back then, that's all it used to be.
Exactly.
We didn't have all that, you know, cards and that.
No Venmo, Zelle, PayPal, Cash App, none of that. Most businesses weren't equipped to take a credit card, at least not out in the field. So it was either cash or check, and most people didn't have the cash on them or want to go to the bank, and sometimes they didn't even have the cash in the bank, like you said.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been there. You know, I used to carry the slider with me, put their credit card on there with the receipt.
Right.
That's how you know when somebody's been around.
The big, heavy thing that you would slide across their credit card and kind of the carbon copy of it. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, it's not like the square that you just like run their card through.
Slide the card through now.
Yeah, it's completely different than it used to be.
Right.
And this was, you said, a Visa card, right?
Yeah, mine's a Visa.
Is it your name on the card, business name, or both? Any middle initial?
No, it ain't my name. It'd be my uncle. But yeah.
Okay. Are you safely pulled over?
I'm waiting for someone to come out right now, but
safe. And then what is going to be the billing address of this card?
1971 South Muskego, Muskego Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53204.
53204. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Perfect. He said
1971. Yes. I gotta still talk to somebody anyways, don't I? Come on, man. The way people do this shit, bro. They want to ride, but then they want me to rush at the last minute. Bro, you don't even fucking answer, dude. It's after 11 already. Now I got to run to get you. No, then I got to run her to an appointment, and then I got to run her down to work. You know, why? What's wrong with people? Get up earlier.
No, you're absolutely right. No, I hear you. I mean, it's crazy.
Fuck this
people
and now they want me to rush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Well, take your time.
Oh, no, I'm not happy right now. He's got me pissed off. I could have been doing what I had to do if I knew I was just going to be sitting here for an hour.
Oh, boy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I hear you.
What are you doing? It's already after 11.
I'm sending you a call.
I've been sitting out here. I told you that. Come on.
All right, I'm out here.
You ain't been out here. If you're out here, you see me out here. People. That's what you get, trying to help people all the time.
Well, you know, sometimes you know, your kindness is not appreciated, or your time is not respected, and that's never any fun. I mean, especially when you've been.
But you know what? Yeah. No matter what, in the end, I'm the one that's blessed here. So
that's true. You know, that's always true.
So.
And I'm happy to be speaking with someone who understands that. That's important.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told you, I'm not in the greatest shape. I'm stage 4 cirrhosis of the liver. You know, so I'm still here. That's why I told you, me and David, we had a good relationship going, you know. But I don't ever know what happened to him, you know. After that, we lost contact, which I wish we wouldn't have, but, he said he wanted to focus on his wife and kids, so... I respect him for that, you know.
Of course, yeah, that's important.
Yeah,
families are why, you know. It's kind of why we do what we do, so we can. I mean,
well,
helping strangers is good, but you know, families.
Yeah, but sometimes we ain't got family like that, brother.
That's true.
You know, sometimes it's their family, the ones that fucked you the most.
Well, that's sometimes the case. You're absolutely right.
I hope that wasn't on tape.
No, that's okay. No.
Yeah. I keep it 100. You know, that's what I do out here. You know,
that.
I keep it real.
I appreciate that. You're a straight shooter. You're honest. You've got a lot of integrity.
Yeah, I had a lot of places call me. You know, for marketing and that. And I said, I'm not looking for marketing. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm looking for someone that's willing to do something and help. I mean, it ain't that we, you know, that we don't want to pay the money. It's that I want to see results.
You just send
me this money and then, you know, every month I'll charge you $250 and, you know, I don't even know you, bro. You can't even speak my language.
Mm. Yeah, you're not kidding. I mean, I've been with this company myself for over 12 years, since 2013.
Okay.
Company. We've got clients, though, that have been with us even longer than I have, you know, 12, 14, 16 years.
Yeah.
We started in 2004, not quite as long as you have, but, you know, keep in mind that search engine optimization and the internet, you know, this is a young industry, and helping businesses thrive and prosper when there's lots of people are looking.
I'm old on that part. I'm an old guy when it comes to the, you know, all up to date.
Right.
Because if I was smart in 2004 when you guys were all coming out, that's when we should have got on there. Hey, you know, some people knew about it. You know me, I'm naive to all that.
No, that's okay. So. The ways that people used to do business, I mean, you know that. And you've been around long enough to remember that when all we had was the yellow pages, we didn't know how else to contact anybody. We just had the yellow pages. All the smart business owners knew that if they were listed at the beginning of the alphabet, they'd get more phone calls. That's why 30 years ago, there were all these AA, AAA, quadruple A, etc. businesses, because that put them ahead of their competition and they got more phone calls because of it.
Actually, I was one of them. I was in Milwaukee, running in Milwaukee. I was running Always Moving Inc. I was doing six figures, so you know, I was doing good. So
yeah, with the Always, the AL, that puts you ahead of most of your competitors. Now, part of that process does still work today. The part where the guy that we call, the guy that answers the phone, the guy that's available and has a fair price, that's the guy we hire. Only, of course, we don't use the yellow pages anymore. We use our smartphone, maybe our computer, and we search on Google. And Google, of course, doesn't list alphabetically, but they list by relevant content. So, unfortunately for you, it's not the businesses that have been around the longest, or you'd be on the first page already. It's not the companies that do the best job, because you'd be on the first page already. Not the business that has the biggest company, but it is the business that has the right online content, and being that we're a Google partner, we'll definitely make sure that you're on that first page. And everything else takes care of it from there. When people see the website that we'll build, they'll see your decades of experience. They're going to want to know that they're going to be working with a reputable contractor, so they will reach out and call you. You're going to get these quality jobs. Now, Sure. If you're able to, go ahead and read that card 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you at the end for accuracy.
Oh, yeah, I can't do it. I'm driving right now. I told you I need to stop at the, I got to stop at Speedway and throw the money on it anyways. That's why I asked you. That's why I asked you that.
No, I wasn't sure you said, I thought I heard you say you had to stop at the station. I wasn't sure, you know, how far away that was.
I got to just throw the money on it, on which I'm going to. But you got to give me a minute. I'm driving right now.
That's okay. So what time do you want your follow-up call with our technician? I'll call you about an hour prior to that. We could do as late as, looks like we're booked out at 5. We could do as late as 4 o'clock or any time sooner.
Yeah, that'd probably be better for me because then I won't be driving.
Okay.
I could be sitting down, you know, sitting down relaxing, hopefully.
So how much more time? Yeah, sitting down and relaxing, that's going to be a good thing. How much more time do you need to get to where you need to get and throw that money on that card?
Yeah, I need at least an hour or so for that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I gotta run her to her appointment, then I gotta run her to work, and then I'll hit a gas station after that.
Okay. So I'll call you.
Give me about an hour or hour and a half.
Okay. That's
to be
perfect.
Safe. We'll take care of it from there.
Yeah, I'll call you then, and we'll take a look at what's still available for that follow-up call with your technician. Looks like we'll have a couple of options there for you.
Yeah, you pretty much got everything that, you know, with what you and I discussed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Harry, you can't really say much more than that, but, you know, I've been around a long time, so, you know, we moved pianos, we moved safes, grandfather clocks, you know, we do it all.
Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that experience, that experience and that knowledge that comes from that experience, that comes across over the phone. And, you know, like you said, once you've got someone on the phone, they're going to want to work with you. So that's what's going to really make a big difference for you, for us getting those phone calls.
Yeah, as long as my phone's ringing, I usually catch every call.
Absolutely.
You know, because I do know what I'm doing. I've been doing it long enough and, you know, I don't sit here and, you know, lie to customers. I let them know, you know, this is what we do. This is what we charge and, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to do quite well. Again, my name is Paul. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm going to call you back in about an hour and a half. If you speak with anybody besides me, please make sure that they know your first pet's name, Capone. But I'm going to be the one that should call you back. Okay?
Paul, yeah, Jay. I want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to anybody else. Okay.
Yeah, I've got it scheduled on my calendar. I'm gonna try to keep my phone line open, and I'll call you back.
Yeah,
in about an hour
and a half. I should be ready for you, and then But I prefer to talk to you. I don't want to go over it. To know,
no,
you know,
of course
you
not.
And I know what we're talking about already. So
I'm glad for that. Just make sure that it is Paul that you're speaking with. If anyone else calls you between now and the next hour and a half. But I will call you back.
Yeah, you said
I got it on my calendar. I'll try to make myself available. If I'm on a call, I'll be respectful of that time frame that we're scheduling for me to call you back. All right. You take care, Donald. Be safe out there on the road. I know that there's a lot of people that might not be paying attention. So I'll call you back in about an hour and a half, okay?
That'll work. No problem.
All right. We'll talk to you then.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Sport.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.